tell me about your role in the Cobden View Street Party.
Well, I've organised the thing mostly myself, but what I've done is try to get a team of people together from the street who are interested. So I just did, me and my wife went up and down the street with some flyers, organising a planning meeting, and then people came to that, and then from that we just organised quite a few jobs to do. So we're just focusing on the 3rd of June, Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and just trying to make sure everything, we make as good an event as possible, and, you know, everybody has a little job to do to try and make it, you know, interesting, exciting, and something hopefully we can build on for other years.
How are plans coming along?
Yeah, pretty well. We've just heard we've got the street closed, so that's a very positive thing that we wanted to sort out and get confirmed. And other than that, people are joining the Facebook group, so we know there's an interest, which is good. And then we've handed out posters to put in windows, because I think if somebody puts a poster in the window, for one, we know that they're likely to come, and two, it obviously attracts other people who are walking up and down the street who maybe haven't read their flyers or are just passing by, and maybe they know somebody on the street that might be encouraged to come along.
Brilliant. Why did you decide to hold the Jubilee celebration?
I think there's too many people in Britain at the moment who don't know the neighbours, and I think unless we do something about that where we intentionally invite people to something central like this, then generally speaking, people don't they feel a bit uncomfortable about knocking on doors, inviting people around for barbecues or whatever. I think this will start be a bit of a catalyst to people getting to know the neighbours a bit more, and I think as people get older particularly, that becomes more important to have people around them. And these days, family are often living in different places, in different parts of the country or even the world. And I think community is something that's missing because of that, really. Families move away, and so the community isn't quite as strong as it used to be. And I think there's just a lot of mistrust or unnecessary mistrust of people. And I think something like this just breaks down the barriers and gives them a chance to get to know each other.